This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon all conditions. We send blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his household, his companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them, to bless every one of us, and to grant us every goodness. My brothers and sisters, we all firmly believe nothing happens except by the will of Allah. Nothing. Nothing can ever harm you except by the will of Allah. You can never suffer a loss except by the will of Allah. You will never gain anything except by the will of Allah. Nobody can touch you except by the will of Allah. Nothing can reach you unless Allah has written for it to reach you. Nothing can ever miss you except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written that it is going to miss you. مَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يَكُلْ لِيُخْطِئَكِ وَمَا أَخْطَأَكَ لَمْ يَكُلْ لِيُصِيبَكِ. That which got to you was never meant to miss you. And that which missed you was never ever meant to get to you. That is what we believe. It's my firm faith. It's my conviction. And subhanallah, it is something that I firmly stand by. However, my brothers and sisters, people are abusing these statements in order to blackmail us. What does that mean? What did I just say? You will never get sick unless Allah has written it for you. I believe that. Nothing can ever happen to you unless Allah wrote it for you. I believe that. That is aqeedah. That is my faith. That is my belief and my conviction. But some people are using that statement to arrive at a conclusion that is against the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and against Islam. What do I mean? We know that we are struggling with a virus. It has not yet started in our country. It is only going to come in the next few months. May Allah protect us. It has not yet started. Perhaps by December we will be speaking a different language. May Allah protect us. But we are not fools. My brothers, my sisters, we watch. Allah has given us a brain. Allah has given us eyes. If Allah allowed you to see what is happening in other places and you did not learn a lesson from that, you are a fool. That's what it is. Common logic. I said before, and I'm saying it again, one of the blessings that Allah has had on Africa is that Allah let us be the last wave of this virus so we can learn a lesson. But the fools are not learning a lesson. That's what it is. Why? Because they say one truth and they lie with the truth in order to deceive you and blackmail you using religion. So they tell you, brother, what are you worried about? Nothing can happen except by the will of Allah. Why do you have a mask? Why are you using or doing anything precautionary when you know that nothing will happen except by the will of Allah? Oh, you see how they marry the truth with the falsehood? One side of the statement is right, the other side is totally wrong. So don't allow people to fool you. My brothers and sisters, we are not stupid. Allah has allowed us, together with the knowledge of Islam, to watch what is happening in the world and take precautions. That's all. No one is saying that, subhanallah, nothing is going to happen. No one is saying that nothing is going to happen to you. It may. But did you take the precautions? If you did and it happened to you, you are not to blame. It is a blessing. It is a gift of Allah. But if you did not and it happened to you, you are foolish, you are answerable to Allah, and you might also go down as a person who threw himself to destruction or suicide when Allah says, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. Don't ever throw yourself into destruction. Your body is not yours. When you die, it's going to decompose in the soil and return to Allah. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. That verse in Surah Taha proves to you your body is not yours. Allah made it, He put you in it. He's going to take the body away, you're going to carry on. Allah will resurrect you with a different body from the same source perhaps on that day. So what does Allah want you to do about your body? Look after it. Take care. Precautions. Make sure you don't drop it. That's why we say stop your smoking and quit your bad habits. From a long time we've been saying that, because we know it's bad for your health, and your health is an amana Allah entrusted you with. So behave yourself. That's all we're saying. Right now also, there is a camp of people who are saying, they are laughing at you. Why are you not wearing a mask? My brother, I am looking after an amana Allah gave me. If you think this virus is not true, you are actually blind. There might be a conspiracy theory as to how it started. Yes, I know, you all know. I don't know who started it. Maybe someone might have started it for whatever reason, or maybe it started naturally or whatever. That's not my field. The fact that it is there, I know it. You know it. We all know it. If you don't, well, what do you want to wait for? Go and check other countries if you have relatives or cousins in the UK or South Africa or in other places, and ask them what's going on. See, people say, but a small percentage is dying. I'm a Muslim. Even if one person is going to die, I must be worried. Subhanallah. So they say, no, but where's your trust in Allah? We have full trust in Allah. The only thing we are teaching you is take precautions. That's all. No other statement. No other statement. Take precautions. That's all. Someone says, but no one knows exactly what the virus is. I know, you know, that no one actually knows. Everyone is learning as the days pass. Does that mean don't take precautions? Not at all. If I told you there is a lion out there, and another man says there is no lion, just go, don't worry. Nothing will happen to you except if Allah wills. And then you went and you were eaten by the lion. Who was the fool? Subhanallah. And if there wasn't a lion, you still stayed safe here anyway. May Allah grant us understanding. So, to think that those who take precautions don't believe in Allah is absurd. In fact, they are the ones who truly believe in Allah. Because Rasulullah ﷺ taught us many, many examples. He says about the camel. He says, you tie it and then you lay your trust in Allah. So, the general trust that we have in Allah is from the beginning because we are believers. But the particular trust that we develop about a certain matter is after we have done what is in our capacity, and it's a God-given capacity to protect ourselves, and then we actually say, oh Allah, I lay my trust in you. Why do we lock our doors? Why do we close our homes? Why do we switch off? Why do we go to work when we know that sustenance comes from Allah? Because Allah tells you, sustenance comes from me. But the effort, I want you to make it, then I will decide how much you get and whether you get or you don't get. But if you didn't make the effort, a man comes, according to one of the narrations, to Umar ibn Khattab at his time in order to be punished because he stole. And he said, how can you punish me when it was written that I was going to steal? I was going to steal, it's written. So he says, well, it was written that we were going to punish you also, so here's the punishment. Simple as that. So let's not be complacent. Someone to tell you, hey, listen, what you're wasting your time for? This is all rubbish. Nothing will happen to you except by the will of Allah. They have married the truth with falsehood and they are lying to you. I know of people who used to say that, who have lost loved ones. You might survive. You might be healthy. What about your folks? What about those who are not so healthy? What about sometimes those who can't make it? What about you who might not make it? So what? People say, well, there's viruses all over. This is a lethal one. It's a little bit different. If you don't believe in its, in how lethal it is, just go and find out from people who have been in it, and they'll tell you it's not what the usual flu is all about. We will probably, most of us, we'll make it out of it. But it's going to come to us. It's going to come to you and I. May Allah protect us. What do I do? I have to continue with precautions, try and build my immune system in order to be able to protect my body so that I can worship Allah. Then when it comes, we'll tackle it at the time. Inshallah, we'll survive. A lot of people would survive. But because some won't, we all have to take responsibility. So my brothers and sisters, I encourage you from this pulpit today, telling you, please take precautions. That's it. We have no other. We cannot tell you you're not going to get it or you're going to get it. It will spread, and it will spread like wildfire. I told you it has not yet started here. It's not even called a beginning. It's coming. When? A few months. Give it a few months towards the end of the year. On what grounds am I saying that? We are saying it by watching the graphs of all the other countries one after the other. You think it's not going to come to you? You're silly, man. So silly. Because if you put a list of nations from one to so many, you start finding one, ticked off. Two, ticked off. You're sitting on 160, you're lucky. Z is Zimbabwe. Z is the bottom of the alphabet, man. Subhanallah. It's going to come to you, but probably at the end, after you learned so much. Let's make dua that perhaps some medication can be found by that time. Then we are fortunate. Let's make dua. Perhaps there might be a little vaccine by that time. MashaAllah. Then we are fortunate. If they allow it to get to us, that's another thing. But for now, we have to have a narrative that is filled with wisdom, that is filled with clarity, and it is not a doubtful one. Completely. What are you losing by practicing precaution? Don't think you're a big, brave person. No, it can come to anyone. We are sitting in the masjid today beautifully. Are we not taking some precautions? Can we not see every single person here has a mask? Subhanallah. Can we not see the people being responsible? May Allah reward you. It's not normal. This is not normal. But the situation is also not normal. In Islam, الضرورات تبيح المحظورات. When there is a necessity, even the prohibited can become permissible for that particular moment. You're dying and you can't survive. And the only food available, the only food for your survival available is that which is haram. Allah tells you the prohibition of allowing yourself to die is worse than the prohibition of that item. Eat it for your survival only. And when things get back to normal, you don't have to eat it anymore. So on a lesser level, because الضرورة تتقدر بقدرها, you know, the necessity is gauged, or that necessity is gauged according to the level of it. Today we have a certain necessity. As soon as it's over, we're going to be back to normal, inshallah. In the meantime, by the will of Allah, take some precautions. Take it seriously. You know, you love yourself. That's one thing. You love your loved ones. Sometimes if you think I'm strong enough and I'm this, I'm that, you might be asymptomatic. There are so many who might have the virus and don't even know, or they won't know. It's happening in other countries, I told you. Here, it is still coming. If you watch figures, you're going to see. And what I detest as a religious person, as a leader, what I detest is when someone says, "Oh, but a small percentage of people are dying anyway." Subhanallah. So you mean if a few are dying, it's okay for you? What if it's your own folks? What if it's you? Imagine how irresponsible that statement is when the Quran says about a nafs. مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Whoever wastes a single life is equivalent to the one who has wasted the whole of humanity. What about that? So don't say, a few people will die. We know, we all know. But your duty is to try and save even those few, because life was given by Allah. Your duty is to preserve it. Subhanallah. Secondly, don't panic. احرص على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله ولا تعجز وإن أصابك شيء لا تقل لو أني فعلت كان كذا وكذا فإن لو تفتح باب الشيطان أو عمل الشيطان. احرص على ما ينفعك. Work hard towards achieving that which is beneficial for you. That's what Allah says. What's that? It's called in the Arabic language al-akhdhu bil-asbab. To do that which is going to be the means of getting to what you want to achieve. You want a job? Get up every morning, work hard. You want a wife? Get up every morning, go and talk, go and search, go and look. You want a husband? Make sure you tell your people to open their mouths and to keep an eye. And if you want to talk, you must open. If without opening your mouth, nothing's going to happen. You want a job, you need to search. You want sustenance, you need to look for. You want to be protected, you need to do something about it yourself. Why don't we dive into the lake and say, well, you know what? I don't know how to swim, but if Allah's written my death, it's going to happen. Nothing will happen except by the decree of Allah, because you know you're going to die. You're not foolish. But why are you letting other people do the same when it comes to something like this? And the reason I'm addressing it is, don't let someone fool you to become complacent. This will last a while. Be patient. 1 month, 2 months, or a year, or perhaps 2 years. It will last a little bit. It's not the end of the world. We will get used to it. I tell you, we all will probably be tested by it. May Allah make it easy for us the day we are tested by it. May He protect us. No need to panic. Once you've taken the precautions and you tried your best and your aim was to save others' lives and yours, Allah will reward you already. Then, if you're affected, you see how Allah helps you. Then we are not fearing death. No one fears death. We prepare for it. We are concerned. But we can't be so fearful that suddenly, oh, now what? Do you know if you tested positive today, there is nothing to panic about, because panic makes it worse. Panic switches off your immune system depending on the level. So don't allow that. Never mind. Take it in your stride. What should you do? Well, I tell you what. Vitamin D, vitamin C, some zinc, some magnesium, some black seed oil, etc. Before you get medical assistance, because if you look at South Africa today, it is very, very difficult to get a single bed at most of the hospitals there. Go and ask the people. I know of one scholar who was saying, this is nothing, you can't catch it. It's only what Allah has decreed will happen. Wallahi, he got the virus. He was very, very sick. He went into the hospital. They charged him 30,000 rands a night. He spent 8 nights there. He came out. He's okay now, but he has a big debt on his head and he doesn't know how to solve the problem. So there's an even bigger problem. Now I've heard that some of his family members are also sick. But you were the one who went around making other people a fool by lying to them to be complacent. I call it religious blackmail. And I have not minced my words. I explained to you what is religious blackmail. To use a religious text in order to promote complacency in the people. Come on. You married the truth with falsehood. Look at the Prophet ﷺ. He tells you clearly, tie your camel and then lay your trust in Allah. Don't just leave your door open and say, but Allah is great. I believe in Allah. I trust Allah. That part of your statement is right. But what you did as a result is wrong. I want to end with one quick example. Hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says about sustenance. We all want sustenance. We all need to live. We all need food and drink. لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَتَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرُ. That's only half the hadith. Let me translate it before I get to the other half. He says, if you lay your trust completely in Allah, He will feed you like He feeds the birds. You can't stop there and say, okay, let me go home, go and sleep, and I lay my trust in Allah. You can write Ayatul Kursi on your wall. Look at it. You can write Surah Fatiha on your ceiling and check it out every day. It's not going to bring you one penny. Subhanallah. You know why? Because that hadith is not ended. You didn't finish the hadith. You didn't understand it. Together with the dua, together with reading the Quran, together with Ayatul Kursi, together with whatever other surahs and whatever dua you want to make, you need to get up and make an effort. So what do you say? The hadith says, تَغْدُو خِمَاسًا وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا. The bird leaves the nest early in the morning with an empty belly. It flies all day looking for food. It comes back at the end of the day with a full belly. That shows you al-akhdhu bil-asbab. It shows you that it made an effort. So don't just read part of the hadith. Read the rest of it. If you lay your trust properly in Allah, He will feed you like He feeds the bird. The bird leaves the nest in the morning, which means you get off your bed and go out. Look for a job. Look for work every single day. And when you come back, you'll come back with at least food for your belly. May Allah grant us all an understanding. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our doors, protect us all. Like I said, no need to panic, no need to panic monger. But there is a reality we need to address as leaders. We need to talk about it clearly, without any doubt, without any murkiness. We need to address the matter and say that, you know what? We know what's going on, and we will marry what we know from the religion together with what we have seen as a reality coming from the ground, and we will give you good advice to say, brothers and sisters, make dua, rely on Allah, No need to panic. Just take your precautions. If the day comes when you test positive, it's not the end of the world. 99% of us, inshallah, will make it through. A little bit of difficulty and hardship, but for the benefit of the 1, 2, 3%, we don't know who they may be. It might be more or less, especially in a country like this. Like I said, we are waiting and seeing. May Allah grant us ease. And may Allah protect all of us, inshallah. We're in it together. We will support one another. We are here for one another. That is what the community is there for. And inshallah, we will come out of it together, and a day of celebration that I can't wait for, that we will be returning, inshallah, back to normal. May Allah let that happen sooner rather than later. Aqulu qawli hadha wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.